What's up, guys? Welcome back to Pro Box TV. You know, we've got the return of Tyson Fury. He's back. You know, there's always turn to talk about him retiring, him not retiring. And then he's back. On December the 3rd, he takes on Bellboy, David Chisora, for the third time. A fight that really, I guess, confuses me because he's beaten him a couple of times already. But Chisora always hanging around in the heavyweight division. Never won a world title. Probably never will win a world title, but he's always must-see TV. I'll tell you, this guy's one of the more exciting fighters of this generation. You always get your money's worth when you watch Delboy David Chisora. But here's the problem. Tyson Fury has a way of making guys like that look pretty ordinary and not really exciting. And I'll bring up the example, you know, Dillian White, Tyson Fury's last opponent, was a guy who was always in exciting fights. He was always, I thought he was always a guy who was fun to watch. And in the Fury fight, he was totally neutralized. And it wasn't really a good fight. It wasn't really competitive. And eventually Fury knocked him out. Who, again, a guy who I thought was a good fighter. And I still feel is a good fighter. Dillian White had shown that throughout his career. But Fury is so good that unless you're of the level of a Deontay Wilder, honestly, it's very hard to be in a good fight with Tyson Fury, man. I mean, he's so dominant. I mean, this guy ended Klitschko's 10-plus year undefeated run as undisputed champion in a fight that really was hard to watch, but he dominated it. You know, if you're not of the level, Fury will dominate you, and it's not even a good fight. And that's not a knock on Fury. He's just that good. And so it's hard to find guys that are that good to make him exciting. And really, so far, I got to be honest, it's only been Deontay Wilder. And having seen three fights with Wilder and Fury, I got to say that those two guys will always make for a dynamite matchup, you know? So is the Chisora fight a stay-busy fight for Fury? Sure, I guess, you know, he hasn't fought since the spring. If he doesn't fight now, he's not going to be able to fight until next year. He made an offer to AJ, and of course, I think AJ's team smartly turned it down. Not because it's necessarily that, you know, they're scared or anything like that. It's just, you know, when you got a guy who's coming off two losses in a row, and he's a big marketing marvel like Anthony Joshua, you don't want to put him at risk to lose the third fight in a row. You want to kind of dust him off, rebuild him, and bring him back. So I don't have a problem with Team Joshua turning down the Fury fight until possibly a later date. I think that's just good business ethics on their part, you know. But, of course, that doesn't concern Fury, who wants to make the fight. Alexander Usyk, after beating AJ, had said that he's going to, you know, attend to some personal matters. Obviously, there's a war going on in Ukraine, and there's things it doesn't even tell us that he's got to handle. He probably family situations, and we can only imagine, you know, or we can't even imagine, should I say. So Usyk is not back until next year. So once again, that leaves Fury in a situation where he's got to take a stay busy fight. He's got to take a fight where he's got to you got to prevent the ring rust. And so you get Delboy, Chisora, who's always up for a fight. Chisora is always, you know, you raise your hand looking for a fight, and Chisora will accept the challenge all the time. So credit to Chisora, but I don't think this is a great fight. Styles make fights. I don't think this is a great fight. Does it build up to Fury versus Usyk? Yeah, I mean, I think that's the goal, right? I mean, and what has the heavyweight division taught us? You know, if you try to do the waiting game, like the Mayweather-Pacquiao waiting game, you know, in the welterweight division, Mayweather-Pacquiao eventually did happen. Although it wasn't a good fight, it eventually did happen, even though they played the waiting game. We got Spence and Crawford also playing the waiting game. But in the heavyweight division, things are so dynamic because guys are so big, and punches change fights and careers in an instant because the guys are that big and hit that hard. We were waiting, if you're not that long ago, and the talk of boxing was Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua. That was the talk of the town, you know? And because they waited it out so long, it winds up now, we're talking about the two guys that beat them fighting each other, which is Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk. So how long are we going to wait for this one? Because as we've seen in the heavyweight division, if you wait too long, somebody comes and knocks you off, and there goes the, you know, brilliant super fight everybody was waiting for, anticipating, and talking about. It can still happen. Even Wilder and Joshua can still happen. But it doesn't have the same luster anymore, unfortunately. The marketability of it is a little bit drowned out. I think it's still a good fight, don't get me wrong. But you know how it is. You know, you want to hit something when it's really hot. You want to steal when the iron's hot. So let's hope we get Fury and Usyk soon after this, maybe in the spring or maybe by the summertime at Max. We could talk about as a fourth fight with Wilder happened, because so far that's been really the only guy that I think has made Tyson Fury really exciting and has been able to be on the same level as him. I know Wilder has got an eliminator with Andy Ruiz. That should be interesting. As I tell you what, Wilder hits you, you go to sleep. I mean, that guy is one of the hardest punchers in the history of boxing. It's crazy how hard he is. But I tell you what, if you're able to get close, and I don't know how Ruiz is going to get close because he's kind of slow on his feet. So, and if you're not able to get close, he's going to put you to sleep. But if Ruiz is able to get inside a little bit, if he's able to work his way in through that head movement and whatnot, because Ruiz is no slouch. He's got a ton of amateur fights. Obviously, ex-heavyweight champion who's knocked off Anthony Joshua. I tell you what, if Ruiz is able to get close, the combination punching he puts together and Deontay Wilder's discomfort when he's close in close with anybody at all, and his bad positioning once somebody does get close, I tell you, it could make for some interesting moments. That fight's ending in knockout either way. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out, guys. I'm Paulie Malignaggi. This is Pro Box TV. Don't forget, December 2nd, we have Brandon Glanton versus David Light. Two undefeated cruiserweights battling it out here live on Pro Box TV. If you haven't subscribed, go to ProBoxTV.com and check out all the action.